I am hoping the techniques and strategies presented in this book will be of value to singers and performers who are looking for ways to improve, and that they will be able to find solutions and even an aha moment or two to bring them to another level beyond where they have been. I hope you refer to this guide often, and that it may somehow enhance and enrich your performance life. Michael Sean Harris. MP3 1, The Voice Class. The Voice Class. You begin with a warm-up of your body and your voice. This can be done either at the beginning of your class, or you can do it before you get to class. Doing it before class enables you to maximize the valuable time you have with your teacher to focus on technique, repertoire, and interpretation. Physical warm-up. You can start with deep breathing, simply to focus your mind and get oxygen filling your lungs and flowing through your body. You then begin a physical warm-up before starting to hum or sing. Keep breathing deeply, in and out, and work from the top of your body down. The aim is to stretch and relax the muscles so that there is little or no tension once you begin to sing and perform. Your entire body is your instrument, in fact, so muscular and mental tension anywhere can affect your singing. 1. Rolls, neck, shoulder, upper body. Your physical warm-up can include neck rolls, letting your head fall forward gently and rotating toward the left and then the right shoulder. You should feel a stretch in the back and sides of the neck. Be careful not to roll the head all the way back and compress the spinal column. This may be followed with shoulder rolls, rotating the shoulders forward and back, and shrugs. Remember to be gentle with yourself. After that, alternate making a fist and stretching out the palm and fingers completely while gently rotating your outstretched arms. You might follow this with isolating the movement of the chest in a kind of torso rotation, after which you gently roll your upper body down, beginning with the head. To accomplish this upper body roll down, gently let your head fall forward. Keeping your shoulders relaxed, follow the fall of the head with the shoulders and torso. Just let your arms gently hang toward the floor as your head and torso follow and you bend at the waist. 2. Stretch. At this point, you should feel a stretch in your lower back and the back of your legs, as your arms fall parallel to your legs and your wrists approach your ankles. Touch the floor if you can. If not, let your hands be limp in front of or beside your calves or ankles. Slowly extend the stretch further without bouncing. Then, slowly bring yourself back to an upright standing position, allowing your chest and head to be the last parts of your body to become upright. Feel free to do this more than once, slowly and gently, until you estimate you are sufficiently warmed up and stretched. It is important not to ignore all the muscles in the face. They are extremely important in helping you communicate, articulate, and adjust pitch. Warm up your facial muscles by attempting to chew, but with your entire face. Really get into it with your eyebrows, lips, jaw, cheeks, and nose. It might look a little ridiculous to onlookers, but it really gets the job done. Vocal warm-up. Begin your vocal warm-up with vocal slides, sighing, or yawning. At first, you may do these exercises without any definite pitch targets. This allows you to become accustomed